And welcome to Cinema Chat with David Heath. And I am your host, David Heath. And this is the podcast where we talk about movies from every era and just about every genre. And today we are going to talk about a little known 1975 film, Deadly Strangers. It was filmed in 1974, and it came out in 75. It stars Haley Mills as Belle Adams, and Simon Ward as Stephen Slade, and classic film actor Sterling Hayden, who stars as Malcolm Roberts. Now, Belle, again, is played by Haley Mills. She is a woman trying to get a ride across country, and she was apparently late for a train, and she ends up accepting a ride from a truck driver. At the very beginning of the movie, it's not a spoiler, but he attempts to rape her, and a little bit of an uncomfortable scene, but it's well known when Belle goes out and accepts that ride, she is well aware that there is an escapee from a mental hospital that is somewhere on the loose nearby. But luckily, Belle gets away, and then she's picked up by Simon Ward, who again is played by his character's name is Stephen Slade. I'm sorry. He appears to be somewhat of a perverted jerk. We see him be a peeping Tom, and he's got obviously some pent-up issues, let's just say. The two ride together for a while, evidently both keeping secrets from one another. And Sterling Hayden comes along midway through the film and attempts to be a hero. And there's a really great car chase. You don't often see a car chase involving a Rolls Royce. But here you go, folks. This movie's got it. This all leads to a wild and insane finish that I will not spoil. Now, I'm talking about this movie because I found it to be just absolutely compelling and fascinating. No, it's not going to win Best Picture, you know, or anything like that. But there are some spine-tingling moments, and it is just absolutely... I watched it once a while back, and I thought, well, that's a good podcast episode just to kind of talk about a hidden gem. And I like my hidden gems. I like to be able to share the hidden gems with people, and hopefully someone can pick it up. This is in the public domain, so it's available practically everywhere. If you just Google it, you'll find it. It is in the public domain. And one thing I will say is the print of the film is absolutely lousy. It's atrocious. It looks like it hasn't been touched up at all since it was made, and I'm sure that it hasn't. That it was just one reason, you know, a film in the public domain is often going to be like that. Nobody's going to lay claim to it, so they don't touch it up or don't try to update it or make it look a little bit better on the screen. So the print is lousy, but I will say I searched for a better one. I saw it on Tubi, and I saw it on YouTube. There were other avenues to watch it, but they all looked basically like the same print. So it's rather unfortunate that we don't have a good print, but it is fun to watch, and it I guess there's a little something romantic about a movie with a little bit of grain in it. And it's certainly a 70s film, so why not? Why not be, you know, a 70s was a gritty decade for films. The director of this movie was Sidney Hayers, who somebody I never heard of, but he directed lots of TV shows such as Baywatch, The A-Team, Knight Rider, among many others, Remington Steele, T.J. Hooker, a lot of those late 70s, early 80s TV shows. He directed, you know, 1, 2, 3, maybe 5 episodes of some of them. But, you know, on IMDb, he's listed as a journeyman director. Well, this is really a good film. And I felt it's unfortunate that he didn't get much of a chance to do any other films after this. However, he did have a number of thrillers before this. Between 1959 and 1975, there were several of them before he was banished to television. And some of them were available. You know, he directed a movie called Diagnosis Murder, which starred Christopher Lee. The Inn of the Frightened People, which had Joan Collins in it. A gritty movie called In the Devil's Garden. And a movie that I have not seen called The Southern Star, which had George Segal and Ursula Andress and Orson Welles. But it does have a bad rating. But it might be worth a look if you can find it. But he goes back, you know, and did some more thrillers. This is My Street, Night of the Eagle, and another movie called Rebound. It's another one called Circus of Horrors. And all these score fairly well on IMDb. So if you want to take a look at them, by all means, go ahead and do it. I'm here to serve you as a messenger. And I do recommend watching this 1975 film, Deadly Strangers. Simon Ward was the lead actor in this, and he, of course, has 68 credits. I say, of course, like you would know. I had to look it up myself. So 68 credits, but they were entirely British television and film. So he never did anything in America. He died in 2012 at age 70. Most of his films are pretty little known. Sterling Hayden appears in the film again about halfway through. You would know him from the movie Johnny Guitar, The Killing, Dr. Strangelove, The Godfather. And he also had a memorable scene in the movie 1980 film, 9 to 5. What is extraordinarily surprising for some might be the star of the film is Hayley Mills. And make no mistake, I mean, this is a very gritty and film with violence, and it is pretty scary at times. So if you're watching this movie and expecting to see Pollyanna or Summer Magic or The Parent Trap, you're going to be shocked. But nonetheless, like I said, it is a really good. And it's sometimes I would call it a popcorn film, but it is definitely a thriller. And it is surprising to see Hayley Mills in this role being such a frightening movie. And really, it's disturbing on a lot of levels. The movie poster says it's macabre, and that movie poster isn't lying. It's true. It is definitely disturbing. But Hayley Mills, after starring in 6 Disney films, she went on to star in The Trouble with Angels, a movie, spoiler alert, I may do a podcast episode on sometime, directed by Ida Lupino, by the way, someone we just recently talked about on the podcast. But she also starred in some more serious movies, The Chalk Garden, Gypsy Girl, and The Family Way, and A Matter of Innocence, before starring in some thrillers. Take a Girl With You, Cry of the Penguins. Well, that's not a thriller, but it's a different kind of movie. Endless Night, which was an Agatha Christie thriller, and I have had trouble finding that movie. I'd like to watch it. Then went on to have to be in Deadly Strangers, and then a movie called The Kingfisher Caper, which scores very low on IMDb. And she took a pretty long break of from acting then. And then she kind of went back into the roles that we know her for, which are just, the sweet Haley Mills that that we all know. She went back to did a couple of Disney movies, including The Parent Trap 2. And she was, I was in a, pardon my ignorance for not knowing this right away, but she was in a Disney Channel show that got spun off into Saved by the Bell. It was called Good Morning, Miss Bliss. And the show was basically a vehicle for Haley Mills on Disney. And then it got turned into something different. It turned into Saved by the Bell. So that was a kind of an interesting thing. But this movie is very Deadly Strangers. It is very Hitchcockian. You can see all of the influences that Hitchcock had in this film, and you can see a movie that unfolds in front of your eyes, and by the end you don't know what's going to happen, but you will be surprised, as happens a lot of times in Hitchcock films. And so definitely heavy Hitchcock influence. But Deadly Strangers is a lot of fun. It is intense, and it is provocative. You actually see a lot more of Haley Mills than you expect to see, too, by the way, I will say, which is also a little disturbing in itself. It is a... it is a fine film, and it makes our cut as one that I recommend, and I'd say it's a 3 out of 4 movie anyway, but it's a hidden gem. And so if you want to watch a thriller, watch it, and then pursue the other films that Sidney Hayer's made. He's called a journeyman director, but man, he directed a number of fairly highly rated films on IMDb. I mean, they're ranked. Most of them were ranked in the 6s, which to me, if you have a 6, it means you might like it or you might not. If you have a 7, that means you're probably gonna like it. If it means 8, that means you're weird if you don't like it. If you have it in the 5s, you might be weird if you like that too. But anyway, but Deadly Strangers, 1975, highly recommend. And I really want to thank you very much for listening. And this is an abbreviated podcast episode, but we do that sometimes. We have these marathons with Glenn Andreev of the last 3 hours when we're talking about films from 1931. And sometimes I'll just do a quick shout out to one film and then call it a wrap. So that's what we're doing here on Cinema Chat with Damon Heath. Thanks a lot for listening. Oh, as a P.S., this music was composed by Ron Goodwin.